Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Now, continuing with this year's theme of mindset, I'm excited to share another great guest with you today. Nicole Lewis-Kieber is here with us, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. Now, I've said this before, I know, but I always want to remind everyone that I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. And I always want to take a moment to just appreciate and thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. You know, time is truly our most precious asset, and I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, I'd love to know what you think of the show, so please subscribe on whatever network you're listening to it on, do a rating or review, or contact me at BonnieGressel.com or on Facebook at Coach Bonnie Gressel. I'd love to know what you think of the show. So now join me in welcoming our guest today, Nicole Lewis-Kieber. Is a former psychologist who has transitioned into a life coach with the focus on money mindset. Nicole specializes in helping women business owners, solopreneurs, and entrepreneurs reveal the surprising, programmed, limiting beliefs that get in the way of them manifesting the success that's really theirs for the taking, if they could just get beyond the mental chains that hold them back. Nicole works with clients to reveal and release these limiting beliefs and other mental, emotional, and spiritual blocks to their success. She uses time-tested coaching processes and the mind-body connection tools such as tapping or emotional freedom technique to help access the deeper subconscious programming around wealth and money. These very same tools launched Nicole into a satisfying career as the money mindset coach. One of Nicole's favorite things to teach her clients is how to fire their inner critic and claim the abundance and empowerment that's theirs. Nicole also has a fabulous teleseminar coming up. If you've ever hated your business, felt abused by it, or wanted to break up with it, well then maybe you want to think about registering for Nicole's teleseminar. She's going to be talking about how to fall in love with your business, and how to ditch the self-imposing abuse, soul-sucking demands of your business, and instead have a hot and heavy love affair with it. It's a must-check-out for every entrepreneur, especially if you're struggling with your business right now. And you can register at her website, which is nicole.lewis-kieber.com. And if you just, after that, go to /teleseminar-register, you should be able to get it, but I'm sure she's got it right on her website so that you can find it as well. So again, that's nicole.lewis-kieber.com. Well, welcome, Nicole. I am so excited to have you here today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend time with us here.
Thank you so much.
You know, Nicole, I always read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? So I'm wondering if you would share with our communities, our listeners today, a little bit more about your journey and sort of what brings you to who you've become today and what you do.
Sure. What I do is I've combined my clinical skills. I've been a therapist for about 19 years, so I currently have combined the clinical expertise I have with the coaching tools I have as well to create a kind of a unique experience for my clients as a coach. And I call myself a pathway to empowerment coach because it's kind of more of an umbrella term for me because there's a lot of different things I work with, you know, with my clients. And because I have that clinical background, we can kind of go a lot of different ways, and it's a deeper transformation and experience than maybe with just, not just, but some life coaches, it's a little bit of a different experience. So, and the reason that I'm, doing what I'm doing now is because, I've been a therapist, I've been in therapy. I really saw what limitations I had as a clinician and experienced as a client, and it was very, very frustrating. And it wasn't until I went to see my own life coach and had a really deep transformation in about 8 sessions that I really got kind of hooked, And we used something called tapping, which is one of the tools in my toolkit. It's the emotional freedom technique, which I also believe was really a contributor to that transformation. So, I said, gosh, I want to do this. This is amazing what can be done in such a short amount of time. And that's not to say that therapy wasn't helpful. And I do believe perhaps it provided some kind of opening for the work, but it just, the transformation, the deep work, the fun that could be had as part of the coaching process just really attracted to me. So I am doing with other clients what I've experienced myself. And I always say to them, I will never ask you to do something I have not done myself, because this has been a lifelong journey of empowerment through a lot of difficulties. So I really understand what it's like to have challenges and overcome them, and not only survive them, but thrive after them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that's, you said it all right there. It's, to not just survive whatever it is we're dealing with, but it's to come out the other side and blossom. That thriving piece. That's, that's what's meant for all of us to be able to experience.
It really is. And I think oftentimes that we get in survival mode and we are not given an opportunity or an invitation to really thrive. And I was having a conversation with a fellow coach the other day, because we were doing this exercise and we were kind of ticking life events, like they say, how many major life events have you had? Mm-hmm. And when we got to 13, she said, Nicole, I'm going to stop you. She said, 13 is my lucky number. And she said, you don't need to count anymore. And she said, how amazing that you've had 13 plus major life experiences that people would struggle to survive, much less thrive through. She said, so she's like, I understand you in a different way now than I did before, because, it's all about that choice of, okay, this is where I'm at in this moment, but there is an opportunity to move through this and actually have a better life. It is not the end of it, and it's not something I just have to weather. There is a lesson. There is a gift. And a lot of people want to punch me when I say there's a gift in the struggle, but there is, I promise.
There is. Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. I don't want to punch you.
There is, I promise, and that you can come out on the other side of it, even 13-plus major life experiences, and find yourself in this wonderful position that I found myself to, help other people, love what I do, have an amazing life, and just feel so at peace. It is possible.
Absolutely. And, we often have to experience to learn what we need to learn so that we can share our gifts, that the ones that we're supposed to share. To me, there are no accidents. Everything happens for a reason. We have this, there's a bigger plan. We don't always know what it is at the time, but there is a bigger plan.
Yes, there is. And, staying open to the process and with no judgment about where you're at right now can really help you move through it faster. I think I might would have moved through mine faster if I had let go of that self-judgment earlier in life, but I didn't, and it got me where I'm at now. So, I can do that now. But it's that self-judgment can keep us stuck.
Oh, that is such a good point, because I can't remember who I was listening to the other day, but they were talking about how your past has absolutely nothing to do with your future. Mm-hmm. You can make your future whatever you want it to be. Mm-hmm. But so many of us stay stuck in the things that have happened or the situation we're in right now and can't have difficulty seeing how wonderful it could be.
Yeah, and I think with the stuck piece of it is, I always say you need to honor where you were, and also understand that our experiences create our inner dialogue. And I, call them the inner peeps.
Oh, I like that, inner peeps.
Yeah, because I have a few. And it's your inner child. It's the protector. It's the one. you have these voices, and it does not make you Sybil. we really do have these experiences in life that we kind of formulated this inner dialogue of, okay, that's not safe, don't do that, or this type of person is, you know, not going to like me, so I'm not going to say hello. It really is that inner dialogue, and I say, you know, sometimes if we can really tap into them and hear them and acknowledge them, that we don't have to stay stuck. But we do need to honor that they're there and have that dialogue and communication with them so that they can be a part of our journey forward, because they are part of our collective consciousness, you know, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll give you an example of this, because not everybody understands what I say when I mean inner peeps and how they can show up in that. I'm a very social person, but I do not enjoy networking as a business owner. It's not something I enjoy doing. And 2 weeks ago, I was at a networking event, which was an all-day thing, and it hit with snowed. And so I was already kind of like, I want to drive in the snow. And I left there feeling depleted, very anxious and agitated. And I'm driving home, and I can just feel this part of me that wants to say something. And so finally I just said, what? Why are we so irritable? Why are we just so activated? And this voice, I literally heard it in my head, said, why do we have to go to these things? Mm. You know we don't like it. It feels like the first day of school in the lunch cafeteria trying to
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at BonnieGressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Oh, that's a great story that you shared, because that is so true. And we all have, I mean, the inner critic. I mean, mm-hmm. some of us have several inner critics, you know. So it's and what I find, whether it's a person is dealing with a physical illness mm-hmm. or it's one of your inner peeps, as you say, is we often try to fight mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just want to be heard. And they just want to be loved yep. and accepted, and that because it's all part of us. And so sometimes ending that struggle and going into a more relationship mm-hmm. Gets people further.
It does.
What do you think about
that? Oh, I agree. It's letting go of that judgment. You know, we all recognize that we have those voices in our mind, and we try and shut them down. We judge ourselves for having them. Or we agree with them too readily if it's a negative voice or inner critic, and go, yeah, you're right, this is not going to work out, rather than acknowledging, I get it, you're afraid, this is scary, but we're going to try anyway, you know. So without that dialogue, we do stay stuck, and it's really just about honoring that voice and mm-hmm. not having that self-judgment that you shouldn't have it. Like they say, you shit on yourself. We all have them, and they have a very important presence in our life because they do guide us, and they do have a lot of power. So it really is just about going along with the ride and having that communication rather than fighting it, because because it comes out sideways. You know, if they don't get heard one way, they're going to get heard another way, and that's where a lot of I find the physical manifestation through illness comes about.
Yep. Yeah, if we, you know, it's kind of like the God, the universe, whatever the person believes in. If you don't get the signs, the message, it just keeps giving you the message until the message gets really big. And yes. Then you end up with the physical manifestation.
Yes, to get your attention. There's something you need to know. There's something that needs to be learned. There is a new path that you can take.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, this is great. I want to talk about, we're going to take a short break here, Nicole, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the tapping stuff and the energy work, because I find tremendous value in that for myself and for my clients as well. So I want to talk a little bit more about that. So you think about that while we take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm here today with Nicole Lewis-Kieber, and I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and we're going to be right back. Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I am having a fabulous discussion today with Nicole Lewis-Kieber, and we were talking about sort of the inner peeps, as she says, that we all have, and I know we all have them. And earlier on in the show, she mentioned a little bit about tapping, emotional freedom technique, and that's, I think it's a fabulous tool. So I'm so glad you have that in your toolbox. Nicole, tell us a little bit more about how you use methodologies like EFT or other things that you have in your toolbox to help people to get to that self-empowerment state.
Sure. I think tapping is an amazing tool for empowerment because it can be used in so many different ways. And once someone learns how to use it, it really gives them the tool that they need from a day-to-day basis to kind of direct their path, so to speak. But with the tapping, when it comes to those inner peeps that we were talking about again, is the tapping really can get you into a place where you can hear and begin to develop communication with those voices or that inner talk in a way that's deeper and less judgmental. So you can just listen, so you can, mm-hmm. Do a round of tapping while you're thinking about, okay, I'm feeling really anxious today and I can't figure this out. So through the tapping, that voice can emerge and say, don't you remember that, today's the anniversary of the day you got in a car accident. Do you not remember that? Mm-hmm. So that connection, it kind of quiets the mind of the external chatter and allows for a deeper connection with that inner dialogue to happen when you're tapping. It kind of gets you in more of a zone, a meditative zone. But what it can also do is allow for whatever might be stuck, that energy or connection that could be stuck, to be released. Because once it's acknowledged, it can be released and sent forward. So it can be an energy clearing. It can help with trauma, clearing up traumatic events. So it's quite an amazing tool. But it can be used from simply just tapping at the beginning of the day to say, I invite in, messages from the universe, and I allow for people to be, come in my path today, and that I will recognize them, that the universe has sent them, and I will, talk to them and, listen to these nudges. So you can set your day up with tapping. You can use it to, have this deeper connection if you realize something might be triggered, like you're feeling irritable or a little, rammy, you can say, hey, what do I need to know? And use the tapping to kind of go within a little bit. So tapping's an amazing tool that can be used in so many different ways. And one of the ways that I have my clients use it is when they're telling me their story, they're saying, oh, well, let me tell you what happened this week, or, I have this story from my past that I'm going to share because it's relevant. I immediately have them start tapping. Because it clears the energy, it allows for them to make a deeper connection, and story tapping just is quite amazing as to what comes up. So it's a fascinating tool, and from an energy standpoint, I love it because they can learn to do it on their own as well as with me.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have to necessarily come in to see you or a therapist every time. They can do it on their own. I love that,
right,
too.
It's an empowerment tool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tell me a little bit more, or let's, you know, I always like to give our listeners something to, you know, that they can use from the shows. Would you walk through a little bit, in a little bit more detail, so the sort of setting up your day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, using tapping to set up your day? What would
that
look like?
Sure, and I can tell you how I do this. So I don't know how familiar people are with tapping, but there is something called a setup statement, and we do that by tapping on the karate chop part of our hands. So I will do a setup, and I'll say, even though I don't want to get up, I don't want to get out of bed, and I really want to stay in bed today, I'm just going to deeply honor my feelings and acknowledge that I'm feeling a little lazy today. You know, even though I'm groggy and I really wish that I could hit the snooze button two more times, I'm just going to accept my feelings about this and go ahead and get up anyway with no judgment. So I will do a setup statement like that, so I kind of get to acknowledge the fact that, you know, I don't want to get up. I'm tired, you know. And so after I do that, then I'll do a tapping round saying, I'm going to stay open to the universe in all its abundance today. I'm going to look for opportunities to make divine connections. I'm going to honor my body, you know, by eating good food and moving my body today. I am open to nudges from the universe to talk to a certain person, and I will follow that, you know. So I'll do just some little mantra like that about how I want my day to look, how I'm going to stay open to the opportunities that I know are available to me if I'm conscious of them. And sometimes I'll just do a little bit of, you know, if I run into someone who, you know, wants to steal my positive energy today, I'm just going to send them love and move on, you know. So it's really just kind of setting up that day for how do you want to feel, what do you want to do, what do you want to get accomplished, you know, how do you not want to get derailed, what are things that you normally see kind of derail you in that day, and just name them and say, I'm going to release that today and not fall for it. Like my sister, she's having surgery today, so I tapped this morning for her and for myself, you know. So it's a way to set up the day in a more positive way.
Right. Oh, thank you so much for walking us through that. That's such a valuable tool that people can just, you know. And if you don't, and for those of you listening who don't know about emotional freedom technique, there's a bazillion videos out there.
They're everywhere.
That will show you where the tapping points are, and then you'll understand what the karate chop is and where all the other points are. And it's a wonderful tool. Yes. And you know, this thing that when I use that with people, always the thing that they say, you know, when I have say, okay, check in, tell me how you're feeling now, what's going through your mind. Sometimes they can't even remember what they were thinking about before, but they always get really relaxed.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to start your day. I mean, if you don't have time to do meditation for 20 minutes, do some tapping for 2 minutes, you know?
Yes, absolutely. From a biochemical standpoint, the tapping causes you to, it releases some good hormone. It makes you relax. And if you're acknowledging the fact that you don't want to get out of bed, that's okay. You know, really kind of release that self-judgment first thing in the morning. And you're right. A lot of times, whatever it was that was upsetting you or agitating you, by the time you've done a tapping round, you're like, oh, wow, that's not even registering to me.
Yeah, I know. What were we talking about?
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
We could go on. We don't have time today, but I could tell you tons of stories. I'm sure you could share tons of stories, too, on how effective of a technique that is. It's one of my favorite tools, too, in my toolbox. So, you know, if people listening today can only fit one more thing in their brain, they can only remember one thing from today's conversation, what is the most important thing that you would like people to come away with from listening to the show today, Nicole?
Sure, that we always have the ability to change our current circumstance. If we have that inner critic, you know, that pops up, we have the ability not to fall victim to it, that there are tools or that moment of pause to say, okay, yes, I'm feeling yucky, or I'm feeling like this is not going to work. I'm going to acknowledge that feeling without judgment, because we all have it. You are not an awful human being because you feel this way. It is okay. Take a breath, acknowledge the feeling, give it a moment, and make a different choice or move forward from that. We all have that ability to pause, have clarity, observe, and move forward. And just, you know, give your that inner voice, that inner critic, a moment of expression, but you don't have to buy into it because we all have it, and when we fight it, it gets worse.
Mm-hmm. So, and beating yourself up makes it worse, too.
It does, because then it gets on steroids, and not only do you have the inner critic, but then you have all this external stuff, too. So take a breath, pause, observe, acknowledge, and, you know, move on, you know, if you can, or make a different choice, or mm-hmm. make a different, you know, choose a different thought. But it's okay.
Well, yeah. Oh, fabulous. You know, this kind of is a good segue into my next question. Mm-hmm. So I sometimes ask this of guests who are on the show, because it means different things to different people. What does the gift of choice mean to you, Nicole?
The gift of choice is, it really is one of our most powerful options in life. There's so many things that we don't have control over, but we have a choice of how are we going to respond, how are we going to internalize what's happening, and what we're going to do with that. And that truly is one of the most powerful tools we have, is that choice. I can choose to let this overcome me, or I can choose to find another way. And it's almost like a divine intervention when we can pause and make a choice. And, you know, my pap was one of the happiest people I've ever met in my life, and he had no good reason to be that jolly. And I asked him one day, I was like, "Pap, why are you so happy? How, you know, because I was depressed and awful." And he said, "Is the only thing I have control over is mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning and I'm going to find something to be happy and positive about. It is the only thing that I have control over, and I choose to be happy."
Oh, that's awesome. That's a beautiful story to share and to live with people, because that just says it all.
Mm-hmm. It does.
You know?
And he embodied it.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. So I know, Nicole, that people are going to want more of you. They're going to mm-hmm. want to know more about you and the things that you do and how to connect with you. So share with us, what's the best way? I mean, I know you have a free gift that I will put on the gift page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
7 strategies to fire your inner critic.
Thank you. I was not looking at my paper when we were talking. So it's a great tool, because, you know, who doesn't need that, right? We all have.
I feel a little guilty saying we want to fire it, because that's really not what we want to do. We want to acknowledge it and work with it, but it is kind of firing that negative energy of it.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us more about who people can get more of you.
Sure.
Nicole.
Well, I'm on Facebook. I love Facebook. It is my favorite social media forum. Mm-hmm. So I have a Facebook page, and it is Nicole Lewis Kieber Coaching. So you can always find me there. And if you want to know what's happening in my world, or, you know, anything I'm offering, or what's up, you know, that's where you can find me. You'll see pictures of the spa weekend. Or my website is nicole.lewis-kieber.com, and I blog pretty weekly, and so I have an active blog there that I would love for you to check out and read as well. So Facebook or my website, really, really good places to find me.
And I'm assuming that people can, you know, connect with you there, too, if, say, if they're interested. Do you do, coaching clients via, you know, Skype or something, or do they have to be in your physical location?
No, I almost exclusively work with people all over the country, and I do via phone or via Skype. So there is a contact form on the website that they can send me a message, or they can send me a message on my Facebook page. I respond there as well, and, you know, I offer a 30-minute discovery call that's complimentary, just to get to know each other and see if it's a good fit.
Super. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom and all of your insights with us today, because this is stuff that everybody needs to know.
Yes.
You know, who doesn't need to be more self-empowered, right?
Exactly.
And some of the things that we talked about today are really kind of what you say you do, the pathway to empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Nicole, for sharing with us today at the Gift of Choice. I so appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
What a great show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and the quickest way to find the links to all of these places is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. And then just click on the radio tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links to all the other networks are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. And the wonderful gifts that all of our guests have offered can be found there as well. So be sure to access the gift page while you're there. Now I have another great guest lined up for next week. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word so that we can reach more people. And you can do that by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.